Yeah, thank you very much for getting the opportunity to also present two regional WASH highlights that happened in the WHO European region. I'm just waiting for the slides now. There they come. So just let me start by saying I'm just the lucky one who can present today, but what happened here, it was really team effort in that past triennium. Next slide, please. So let me start by introducing the regional highlight report. You can also find it at the back of the venue. Participants from the last mob in Bergisch will recognize this sound. We will always play this when we launch a new report or publication. So this was officially the first launch of the regional highlight report. As I mentioned, you can find it in the back of the venue if you're interested. It provides an overview of the current situation and progress made to date between 2015 and 2022 by using JMP data sources, but also the GLASS. And it highlights existing gaps and persisting inequalities in access to safe WASH services. We organized the report along 8 areas for national action, as you can see here on the slide on the right-hand side, to accelerate efforts towards achieving universal coverage for such services. And if this hasn't convinced you already enough, let me also tell you that there are a lot of nice-looking graphs in there. So maybe this is something that catches your attention. Next slide, please. So if you want to access the regional highlight report, you can either download it using the QR code or the tiny URLs that are presented here. So regional-ing or -rus, depending on the version that you're interested in, either in English or in Russian. Next slide, please. The second highlight I would like to mention is the ongoing or the current analysis of the Global Analysis and Assessment of Sanitation and Drinking Water, so GLASS, which is an initiative to support countries to analyze their own WASH systems, including governance, monitoring, human resources, and financing, to identify strengths and gaps in their own systems, and also to identify national priorities. Benefits in countries in the WHO European region that were mentioned to us include that it really is really helpful in the process of policy developments or can inform targeted interventions. It also has a close interlinkage with the protocol, so it's about setting and revising targets, as you also heard previously, and it provides complementary data for national reporting under the protocol, but also regarding SDG 6 in general. And here highlighted in this green box is something that is relevant to us at the region level because it also helps us to track progress and then also define priorities based on this progress in the regional context. Next slide. Thank you. So it's really time to thank you, actually, and with you, I mean all the 20 countries that participated in the most recent 2021-2022 GLASS survey. I see some familiar faces here in the room. So here they are. This is pretty impressive since it's a lot of work, and it is an increase of by 5 countries in comparison to the previous reporting cycle in 2018-2019, despite the COVID pandemic or even because of the COVID pandemic. And we were also very happy to receive feedback that countries actually found the process, despite being very work intense, also helpful for their own national contexts. So what we're doing here at the regional level also informs some developments at the global level or global developments. One is the GLASS data portal was just launched this year. So it's a portal where you can access the data from the previous reporting cycles. And countries that participated in the GLASS reporting cycle this year, they will have a designated country highlight page, which will soon pop up there on this web page. And lastly, I would like to inform you about the global GLASS, the progress report, the next one, which will be launched this year on the 14th of December. So I think you can also look forward to this very in-depth analysis of the data that was presented at a global level. And with that, I would like to hand back. Thank you very much.